Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz for Yevam Mustaf Yud Ches, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we learn from Yachtav that Yibam only applies to paternal brothers who are miyuchadim l'nachla, they inherit each other? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 2. Which daf do we learn Reb Meir holds asu levato mitzvahs Yevamim? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good, number 3. Which daf do we learn that Nesar HaOlam was the one that recited the pasuk Nahar Yisi? That's on daf Tezayin. Good, number 4. Which of the one the Rav Huna holds that a Shomer's Yavam that dies, the Yavam is mutter to her mother because he holds there is no Zika? That's on Dav Yud Zayin. Good, number 5. Which of the one Rabbi Oshia says that Rabbi Shimon holds that even a baby born before Yibam is not considered Eshu Zachiv Shalei Balomo, and that Zika Kaknusidami? That's on Dav Yud Ches. Good, number 6. Which of the reason why Rabbi Yeshua was afraid to paskin about Tzaras Abbas and rule publicly if he held like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good, number 7. Which of the reason that the Jews in Amun Amov gave Maiso Ani during Shviz? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good, number 8. Which of the reason that Shmuel said that there is no concern that Goyim could be Jewish and Mamzers descended from the Aseres Shvatim, the 10 tribes? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 9. Which daf do Rabbi Shimon holds that a baby born after Yibam is not considered Eshu Zachiv Shalei Balomo? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good, and number 10. Which daf do we do not say Los Yiskodidu when there are two Bate Dinim in one town? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do the Minhagim for Avelos were changed due to sensitivity to the poor, which is why people are now buried in simple linen shrouds? That's on daf Chav Zayin Mod Katan. Good, number 2. Which daf did we learn that Shadim are like the Malchei Asharis in 3 ways and like humans in 3 ways? That's on daf Tezayin Chagiga. Good, and number 3. Which daf did we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved the moon from embarrassment by making sure the moon's indent never faces the sun? That's on daf Chaf Gimel and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent, all right. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldin. Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.